a dedicated team. It's now time for the young guide dog pups to have their very first veterinary checkup since they started living with their puppy raisers. One by one, the adorable, hyperactive bundles of fur are brought into the veterinary clinic at Glossodia. One of the clinic's vets, Dr. Caroline Mercer, calmly vaccinates each wriggling, squirming puppy. Caroline has worked with Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT for 9 years and loves her work, and has recently welcomed Dr. Stephanie Fenn, who is now helping the veterinary team meet the needs of the centre's growing colony of dogs.
One of the best things about working with guide dogs is that the dogs are all so well-behaved, and Labradors are such a lovely, gentle breed.
The clinic is always bustling with activity, and there are many dogs living on site that need medical care. Caroline works part-time, but she's always on hand when her dogs and puppies need her.
Working here, I've had the opportunity to do a lot more than I would as a regular vet. I'm always learning, particularly in exciting new areas such as artificial insemination, which we use in our breeding program.
Caroline always develops a close bond with the animal she cares for. One of her more memorable patients was a promising young guide dog candidate called Andy, who suddenly developed a strange wobble in his back legs during training. By the time Caroline saw him, Andy had a head tremor and was stumbling clumsily around, not at all like the sure-footed, graceful dog she knew. She suspected meningitis and rushed him straight for testing. Her swift response saved Andy's life, but with the threat of a relapse hanging over him, his career as a guide dog was over. Thankfully, Andy made a full recovery and the meningitis never returned. In 2010, he found a new calling as an ambassador for Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT. And when not on the road visiting and thanking supporters, attending field days, morning tea events, the occasional boardroom meeting and retirement villages, he can be found enjoying the company of his work colleagues in the Chatswood office and lives with a member of our team, Katrine.